CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, raided a local business in Newark, New Jersey without a warrant, says Mayor Ross Baraka, who also claims citizens and a U.S. military veteran were among those detained at Ocean Seafood Depot. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman spoke with the owner.
Do you think that this is going to deter your other employees from showing up to work?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. That's not really helping my business, obviously, or any business.
And Newark's mayor went on to claim that ICE's actions were in violation of the Fourth Amendment. When we asked ICE for more information on the operation, a spokesperson told us that since it's an ongoing investigation, there's no further info.
The White House press secretary said late last night federal agents arrested, quote, 538 illegal immigrant criminals, unquote, and deported hundreds. CBS's Taureen Small reports President Trump's nominee for defense secretary cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate.
A confirmation standoff could be imminent after two Senate Republicans broke ranks to try to block the confirmation of Trump's embattled defense secretary pick. The Senate Thursday voted 51-49 to advance former Fox News host Pete Hegseth's nomination. Hegseth is accused of sexual misconduct and alcohol abuse, among other allegations, which he has denied.
Sources confirmed to CBS News that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is instructing State Department staff to suspend any application requesting an X sex marker. Jack Turbin is director of gender psychiatric program at UC San Francisco.
A lot of trans adults, I think, realize that things would be a lot worse under this administration. I know a lot of them were planning on preparing their passports or making plans to leave the country.
President Trump will tour fire devastation in Southern California today. It's not known if he will meet Governor Gavin Newsom after threatening to withhold federal aid from the state. CBS News Los Angeles' Tom Waite.
People here in the fire zones are exasperated. They're heartbroken, they're devastated, they've lost everything in many cases, and the last thing they want right now is to deal with politics. They want that taken out of the situation. They just want help, they want to recover, and they want to rebuild.
New Orleans is digging out of deep snow.
This Gulf Coast city doesn't have its own snow plows, but was able to hire 14 plows and crew from an Indiana company just before the storm hit.
The snow plows that we have engaged have been doing tremendous work.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, the last couple of afternoons have been sunny and above freezing, which has helped.
WWL's Chris Miller. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Remember when Harry met Sally? Well, now you can meet them again.
You know, I'm so glad I never got involved with you.
35 years after Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal starred in When Harry Met Sally, they're both saying...
Yes! Yes! Yes!
To another go-round, the co-stars posed for a joint photo on what looks like the same sofa from the final scene of the movie and posted it to their respective Instagram accounts. The caption, "It's finally happening. We're reuniting for something iconic." What that is exactly, they don't say. The post does end with, "Can't wait to show you all soon." Crystal is 76 now. Ryan is 63. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Taiwan plans to exterminate up to 120,000 green iguanas, with supporters urging humane methods. The iguanas are wreaking havoc on the island's agricultural sector. About 200,000 of the reptiles are in the island's southern and central areas, which are heavily dependent on farming. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for the overnight as temperatures tumble to the lower single digits. Wind chills between 5 and 10 below thanks to a light northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, a south breeze, highs near 20. A snow chance Friday night. It's 3 at our studios.
Tell me. Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Imagination once again, running away with me. take her love from me, or I will surely die.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
jigsaw puzzle. Well, if a couple of pieces gone, and it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mama and the poppers at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got
the
good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Bye.
girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so very happy. I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Sir City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Sir City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Gonna sit.
at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Rosen
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
To let you know, I can really shake them down.
Do you love me?
I can really move.
Do you love me?
I'm in the groove.
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Now that I can dance.
Watch me now.
Hey, work, work.
Oh, work it out, baby.
Work, work.
Well, you're driving me.
Work, work.
Just a little bit
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he'll appeal a federal court ruling placing a hold on his executive order to ban birthright citizenship. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is a judge who was appointed by President Reagan, who's saying, I'm looking at the Constitution. I'm looking at the understanding of what this constitutional language says. And no way, no how.
The president heads to Los Angeles today to tour wildfire damage. He's threatened to withhold aid, accusing the governor and other state officials of mismanagement. CBS News LA's Tom Waite.
Newsom and Trump had both said that they were able to work together during certain situations. So we'll see if that plays out later today.
Hamas is expected to release the names today of another round of Israeli hostages set to be freed tomorrow. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
After the next hostage and prisoner exchanges complete, Israeli troops are expected to further withdraw from Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosenstock.